I can hear you.
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll be right back.
Yep.
We'll start in just a couple minutes.
All right. Cool. Is anyone having any issue getting on? I don't know how much I can help you, but I will certainly try. Hello?
I think I'm on, but the only thing I see is a message from Mary Kay that says, hi, everyone.
You are on.
Good.
Awesome. Okay. Great. Thank
We're
you.
Supposed to,
Is this a WebEx? Because I don't have...
No, it's not a WebEx. It's a link. It's kind of like WebEx, but it's a different platform.
What link is it? Because I don't think I have it. This is Rita.
It was sent out last Thursday.
Okay, look.
Let me forward it to you. Hang on just a minute.
Email.
Well, hang on just a minute. I gotta get to it here.
I can look for it, Megan.
Oh, that's okay. Shouldn't take but a minute here. Great spot. Here we go. Okay, I'm forwarding it to you right now, Rita. Mary Kay, do you still want folks to send an email to continuing-ed@medistar if they're on the call?
You know, let's do that this time. I think that Adobe Connect will give us the attendance afterwards, but let's go ahead and this time just in case.
Okay.
What's the address again?
Continuing-ed@medistar.com. Correct, Mary Kay?
Yes.
So those of you may want to mute your line or mute your speaker on your computer, because that's where all the beeping is coming from. So if you just want to go ahead and mute that, unless you're participating via your computer. Otherwise, you can certainly use the call number that we usually use.
Oops. Oh, I can't upload. Okay. We'll get started in 4 minutes.
Hello, everyone. We'll get started in just a minute or two, or less.
No, we'll wait just a minute. First of all, the first webinar usually takes people a little bit longer to get on, so we'll give people a couple minutes here. Again, if you are on the call and not using your computer, please remember to go to speakers, wherever that is on your menu bar, and make sure to mute your speakers or turn them all the way down, and that way we won't get feedback. And if you are on the call or on your computer, those of you that know me well, Megan, know that I am the least technological person in the world. So I believe we'll be able to get the attendance off of Adobe Connect. But if you are on the call, please send an email to continuing@medistar.com. Also, if you are on the call, I have to say it. Don't put your phone on hold. I know you guys are probably tired of hearing that. And also, be sure to, if you could hit star 6, if you're on the call. There is a lot of background noise right now that I can hear, so if everybody can mute their line, that would be great. All right. I think we can go ahead and get started. This may be the most fascinating you have ever been on. Because I've never used the Adobe Connection before, so I'm getting familiar with it. So I would like to ask for your patience while I get used to this system. And thanks, everybody, for joining the call. Again, please make sure to mute your computer speakers. And then star 6 will mute phones, right?
We'll mute and unmute. Yep.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. I think we will go ahead and get started. Everybody, this is Mary Kay. We're still waiting for.
Okay. We need someone to mute their computer.
Oh, good. It
was fun. All right, no problem. Thank you. Please make sure that everybody has muted their line.
Okay. All right. There is, if you don't have your line muted by pressing star 6, we can hear everything that you're doing in the background. So please mute your line with star 6. All right. I think we're okay to get started now.
Mary Kay, I'm sorry. This is Megan. I think that you're actually able to mute the lines, too.
And that's what I'm looking for right now.
Deb just mentioned that on her email. I'm not entirely sure how to do it, and Brianne is not available right now. But and I can't do it from here because you're the host. So
I know.
But if she becomes available, I'll shoot you a note.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I know there's a way to mute everybody. I just haven't found it yet. Mute my speakers? No.
No.
Okay. Well, if anybody wants to chat with me, there's a chat box down in the corner. Megan, can you see my screen right now with the chat box and stuff?
Yep, I sure can.
Okay. If you type a chat to me or Megan, unless you private chat us, everyone will be able to see it. So if you do write a chat in here, just know that there's the possibility that the others will be able to see it. And again, this may be one of the most interesting webinars you've ever been to because I am just learning Adobe Connect. So, with that, let's go ahead and get started. Thanks for your patience. I appreciate everybody being on the call today. A lot of people on, which is great. There was not too many questions. Oh, Megan, you know what?
Yes.
I can't mute the phone lines. I can mute the computer. If people are on with their computers, I don't think I can mute them.
Oh, you're right.
So,
yep.
Unless somebody knows how. If someone does know how, let us know. Okay, so the there's a couple things that I'd like to cover today. There weren't too many questions this past month. We did cancel the May call to do the NARS, two NARS webinars, and there will be another NARS webinar coming up. I do want to cover a little bit about NARS today because I don't think that everybody was on the webinar. For those people that were on the webinar, it might be a little repetitive. I won't repeat all of the information, but I may repeat a little bit of it. I'd also be interested in anybody who has already used the system, what your experiences have been. And I know, Rita, you and I have been in contact about a challenge that you had, and you were able to work through that. And there are just updates and upgrades being made all of the time to the NARS system. So what I'd like to do is... The other thing I'd like to do in this webinar is just really mess around with some of the technology in it. Megan, can you see the poll on the screen right now?
Sorry, I just opened something on my computer. Yes, I can.
Okay. All right.
Now it's
are you
away.
Able?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there it is back. Okay. Okay.
All right. So what I want to start out with today, and this is part of the call content and also part of the playing around with technology, the other thing I have to add is I am at home today, and I have a cat that continues to need to go in and out of the garage, so just for that reason we'll be off. Okay, so... the first question is, do you know yet what NARS is? So if you could, the folks, I know there's more people than good. Okay. Yes or no, do you know yet what NARS is? Be honest, too. If you don't, it's okay. I'm going to do this for my vote. Okay. So it looks like out... just wait a second here. It looks like about 20 people do know what it is, and about 30 people don't know what it is. A couple more people. So I am going to go ahead then and go over just really basically what NARS is. And for those people that have been to the webinar, you can chime in or see if you think the information I'm providing can be improved. So we will go to for those people that have that if you are one of those 20 folks that have that know what NARS is. I'm asking if you have obtained your NARS username and password yet. Okay, so for those folks that do know what NARS is, if you could let me know if you've obtained your NARS name and password, that would help too. Okay, so several people haven't, so good. This webinar information will be a good review for you as well. Okay, great. And then the last one I have that is latest NARS. If you have obtained your username and password, Have you entered any of your records yet? And I'm going to open this up. Okay. Okay, so just a few people have started entering records. So if you, so this information, if I review the information, I think it'll be relevant to more people that are on. Again, I won't go through the whole thing, but I would like to just go through and just do a quick review of NARS. Okay. Megan, or somebody, can you see the PowerPoint that's up?
No.
All right, hang on.
There we go.
Yay. All right, great. Okay, so I'm going to go over the NARS information. Again, there's a few of you that sound like you've been in. Oh. Okay. There's one person on the phone, and I can use the phone line. So if there's one person on the phone that does not have their line muted, please press star 6 to mute your line. Okay, maybe. All right. Okay. So the answer to the question is no, I don't think we can control the background noise any better on this call. Because
Mary Kay, this is Megan. I just called Conference America, and I am dialed in as the leader. Actually, if you... So I'm going to mute everyone's line. I can do that from my leader. You're going to need to dial star 6 to unmute yourself. Otherwise, you'll be muted as well. So I can mute everyone, but you'll be muted too. So you'll just dial star 6, and then you'll be able to we'll be able to hear you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to, and that goes for everyone. Anyone who wants to talk or wants to ask a question can either use the chat or they can do the star 6 and they would be able to, and they would be able to be heard. It's just that this is a way to blanket mute everyone, so a couple people who have not muted their lines will be completely muted. And then if you want to talk, just dial star 6 and you'll come right back in. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Megan, have you muted yet?
No, I have not. I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
You are now in silent mode.
Okay, so Mary Kay, you need to dial star 6 to unmute yourself.
Got it.
Okay, great.
Can you hear me now?
I sure can. And I cannot hear
okay,
the typing. This is great.
Awesome. Okay. And again, everybody, I think Megan put it in her email. We appreciate your patience as we go forward with these. Okay. Well, that explains why I couldn't mute the phone lines. Thank you for discovering that. Okay. So, NARS. NARS is the new online activity reporting system for WNA. It replaces your annual reporting. So the current annual reports that you submit to WNA in the spring will no longer be submitted. It's an online system that the information goes directly to ANCC. So that it is a big change. We have used it for all of our CME in my other hat at MetaStar, and once you get used to it, it works really, really well. I'd be interested in the 4 or 5 people that are already entering their information. I'd be interested in hearing what your experience, good or bad, is so far, so please feel free to chat that or unmute your phone and just come in anytime while we're talking about this. So one of the things that's important about the NAR system is that you contact WNA if you have questions and you don't contact ANCC directly. And there's a couple of addresses here that you can contact for questions. And I know that there have been a couple people so far that have contacted me with questions. We've been able to resolve the issues, which has been great. And ANCC is constantly making updates to the system and making improvements to it. So I'm really excited about it. If you do need to contact WNA for questions, there's the emails here. And please put WNA and ours in your subject line. Please allow a one business day response for NARS questions. We'll get to them as soon as possible. I monitor 3 email addresses during the day, so there may be a wait until we get back to you, but we'll always get back to you within one business day. I do have someone in my office at MetaStar who is helping with NARS, and so that has helped us get back to people more quickly. So the thing to know about NARS is that you as a provider are responsible for entering your activities for 2017. So you want to get started now. The information is due by March 31st, 2018. And again, the information goes directly to ANCC. ANCC does reserve the right to impose fees for noncompliance or late completion, and WNA reserves the right to charge for excessive one-on-one assistance. So far, that hasn't happened yet, and we don't really anticipate that it will happen, but we put that out there just because of some experiences that were shared with us by others who were putting the system into place. So NARS, I think it's a nursing activity reporting system, and it is new as of the spring from ANCC. So if you have not gotten your username and password yet for NARS, please do that as soon as possible. So I think that applies to all but about 10 people on the call. What you need to do is you'll need to send an email to the address on your screen, wna-npr@metastar.com. And if you could please CC continuinged@metastar.com, that will send it out to our team member at MetaStar who is helping with us. And put WNA NARS in your subject line. In your email, include exactly this information as you want it in your NARS profile. So your exact provider unit name, not necessarily the name of your organization, but what your provider unit name is. The address, city, state, and zip code, phone number, and you'll need to put in, for the primary nurse planner, you'll need to put in actually a title for them. So Ms., Mrs., Mr., their name and email address, and then you'll also need to put in the same information for the billing contact. We did discover after the first webinar that we need the same information for the billing contact. So this is an important piece of information. And I will send this out after the webinar. I'll just email the screen out to everybody. So if you haven't done it yet, that you can go ahead and get your username and password for NARS. You'll get an email back that looks something like this. Hi. It'll just say, welcome to the NARS system.
My name is Michelle, and I have a question regarding who is actually going to get the code. There are, I believe, 4 people in Ascension, Wisconsin, the southern half of the state. And I know we were emailing back and forth with Julie Dobbs trying to figure out if there's only one person that gets that code and then that person shares it with her team members, or do we each apply for that code?
Mm-hmm. That is a great question. The person that would apply first for that would be Julie, and then she would obtain the username and password for her personal login. And then Julie, as primary nurse planner, needs to decide who are the other four users that are going to be added to the system. And once you have, once Julie has the login and password, then she is able to add those users to the system. And each of those five users will get an email from the ANCC NARS system with their own username and password.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks. You bet. If you have more than five people that need to use the system, it's up to you as primary nurse planner to decide who those people need to be. And if you have questions, please let me know about that. I wish there were unlimited users. There aren't. See, the first thing you'll see when you bring up the NARS system is the NARS homepage, which is basically your organizational profile. Again, we WNA will enter this information for you. Got it, Heidi. We'll enter this information for you, and you are able to edit your organizational profile as needed. And I want to, there was just a question, Heidi had just asked when, if and when there would be another NARS webinar. There will be one more. We've had two, and I'll do one more live webinar. I'm on vacation the week of June 26th, so that is probably the best week for me to do that. So the week of June 26th, there will be one more webinar. It will likely be on June 27th, Tuesday, at 8 a.m. Central Time. If you can't make that webinar and you weren't able to make the first two webinars that were announced, then following the June 27th, 8 a.m. webinar, it will be posted on the WNA website. And we're in the process of building like a NARS section under the provider information. So June, I would say just mark down June 27th at 8 a.m. Central Time. If you can't make that, you're welcome. Then it will be on the website. Okay. All right. Because there have been people who have been on the webinar, I don't want to go too far into depth right now. But the other thing that I will say is that when you get to the NARS system, the tabs are really simple to use. And the NARS homepage is under My Organization tab. And where you enter your activities is just under the Activities tab. It's very easy. There's two ways to add an activity. One is to go through and enter information on different screens, and one is by batch uploading activities, and that has to do with using a special Excel tab delimited spreadsheet. There's a template that ANCC has that I'll share with you during the NARS webinar, and we can talk a little bit more about doing that. Has anybody, if you can chat in or star six in, for the few people that have entered activities, has anybody tried the activity batch upload yet? Thinking maybe not. Okay. If you do more than a couple activities a month, you might want to consider the batch upload. And again, we'll talk about that on the actual NARS webinar. But I did want to talk about this a little bit on the call today because I know there's people that are everybody is super busy. You may also be monitoring more than one email address during the day. Sometimes it's just hard to catch emails. So for those people that did miss the emails from Megan about it for the first couple of webinars, do be sure to be on the June 27th, 8 a.m. one, or check the WNA website later that following week for the webinar. Okay? And we'll go through the rest of the webinar information. And we'll also do a live demo on the actual NARS call. Okay? But I just wanted to make sure that everybody that was on the call today knows that there is a new way to report all of your activities that you do throughout the year. It is an ANCC system, so the info goes directly to ANCC. A little different than your WNA annual report. Someone had a really good question last time about fees, and does this change the fee structure? And I do not know that answer yet. So that's one of the things that I will be finding out about. There were a couple other people had some really good questions on this. If anybody has any questions now, you can come in on Star 6 or you can chat in. Otherwise, we'll close this up. I just have trouble getting back to this.
Hi, this is Julie Averbeck from Children's Hospital.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. I have started entering a few of my activities, and the same question I had was, we have some activities that have, nurses, physicians, social workers, and we'll have nursing CE, CME, and social work contact hours, and so mm-hmm. we weren't sure because sometimes on the roster you can see who the different people are. Sometimes you can't. It's just a roster of a bunch of people that we get. And mm-hmm. so when we were looking at the total attendees, we weren't sure if we were supposed to only put the nurses in or the attendees for the activity.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There are two pieces that you'll want to put in. One is the number of nurses for the activity, and then the other is the number of others for the activity. So you will need a way to distinguish who are the nurses in your presentation audience or your whatever type of session you're having or enduring material you're having, and then who the others are.
Now, if there's like CME, for example, offered, are they also entering the same activity with CME parts? So,
that is a really good question. Right now, NARS is considered a separate system. It's an awful lot like PARS, which is the physician system. Right now, we only enter the nursing information, and ANCC, of course, will be interested in the number of nurses, whereas ACCME or a state organization will be interested in the number of physicians.
Okay.
So I would say, to think of this as an independent system right now, my guess is that it's going to be one big system at some point. Okay, so there's some questions here. So Rita, yep, and thank you, by the way, for your question. So yes, the report is due March 31st, 2018. There's a sign-off screen that I can't remember right now what it's called exactly. It's an attestation. you'll sign the attestation in NARS when you have all of your activities in. So you don't have to worry about the end of the year. You report all your activities for 2017 until the end of the year, but you don't actually close your NARS entries for the year until they're all in there. After your activities are all in there by March 31st, 2018, that's when you would go to the completion tab and close out your activities by attesting that that's true and correct information. So, Rita, I think hopefully that answers your question. If not, just chime in on star six. Linda, I have actually a couple of polls related to your question because I know you had sent it before. Michelle, no, not sharing the PowerPoint right now. So I think you're good. You may not see anything on the screen. Yep, you bet. Okay. Linda, I'll get to your question in a minute. Adding other users. There should be... Let me get back in here. And 1 second. Okay, I'm going to go to, sorry, I'm not very fast at this yet, you guys. Okay, so there's a question about where do we add other users. Look under the user management tab. Again, these are just PowerPoint slides, so I can't open the system right now. But user management is where you should be able to add your additional users. Oops. That's not what I want. Okay. That's what I want. Okay. All right. So I think we have the questions answered. Linda, I'm going to go to your question now. Let's see. Oops. Let's see if this is. Okay. Yep, this is it. All right. So this poll was for everybody. Do you use the data from the evaluation question for anything? The evaluation question is, will you be able to use the content from this activity in your practice? And if you don't, it's okay, because I don't know who's answering what here. Someday I'll be able to, because I'll figure out the system. But right now, all of your answers are anonymous. And if nobody does, it's okay. Because part of the WNA annual report has been asking and tallying up the responses to, will you be able to use the content from the educational activity in your practice? And one of the reasons that we have that question on there is because it does help you to know if you have hit the mark with your educational activities. If you do an activity and you have a large number of people that can't use it in practice, then you need to revisit why not. You know, what happened? Were there barriers that we didn't know about, that we didn't consider when we designed our activity? Or is there, you know, some policy we don't know about that's enforced in certain areas of the organization that's precluding people from using this? Are people concerned about, maybe the information is new and they're concerned about using the information in practice? So that question is designed to tell you if you hit the mark on your activities. So it looks like most people are using that data. So that is encouraging to me. And You guys have to be super honest about this question. I am not going to be offended if the answer is no. Would you be willing to collect and report this data to WNA if you didn't have to? Like I said, I can't tell who, so you can be anonymous, and it's perfectly okay if you do or you don't. Okay. All right. So really about a two-thirds split, maybe a little bit less. So the reason I wanted to ask that question is because one of the requirements, really the only evaluation requirement, is to assess if and I'm not going to say this right, there's a better way to say it, but basically one of the most important things and the only real requirement is to assess for a change in knowledge or skill or practice. And you don't have to do that with a written evaluation. You can do that with a skills demo back. You could do that by observing practice. So you don't necessarily have to have a paper evaluation anymore under the new criteria, but you do have to assess the potential for change in knowledge, skill, or practice after your activity. And so that's another reason that is just a really easy way to do that, is to have that question on the evaluation. And the other reason that I ask that is because WNA, as an approver, has to demonstrate that that we, this is different, WNA, as an approver, has to be able to demonstrate that our providers, you guys, impact the quality of nursing care and impact nursing practice. So the way that we have done that is to collect the data from you on that question. And so ANCC does not require you that you report the answer to the question in NARS. So I'm trying to get a feel for how many people are using that question, how many people would be willing to share that information, because right now it is in WNA's, we have to do an approver unit evaluation, just like you guys have to do provider unit evaluation. We have to do an approver unit evaluation and document probably in a little more detail and report that to ANCC as an approver. So if we aren't able to use that data, I have to figure out a different way to demonstrate to ANCC that our providers are affecting the quality of nursing care and nursing practice. So, Linda, that doesn't answer your question, but it does. The information from the polls gives me some helpful data to make some decisions and to think about how WNA as an approver might demonstrate that our providers are impacting nursing practice. So I do not have the answer to that question yet for you. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Someone had the comment, it is an easy way, that question is an easy way to get the information if you're doing a paper evaluation. If you're evaluating in some different way, if you're doing an activity that is designed to influence practice and you are able to go out and do observations or ask someone on your unit or your classroom or your consortium to do observations, then you might not even need a paper evaluation and you might not have that question, but I think most people are using it. So on our next call, we'll be talking about the simplification of documentation for WNA. I have a WNA Continuing Education Approver Program Committee meeting in a couple of weeks, and at that time I'll ask for the committee's approval of WNA's simplification of paperwork. And some of you have heard me talk about this a little bit. WNA and all state nurses associations all vary a little bit in some of the application, or excuse me, some of the activity record form questions that we ask. And ANCC really wants all of the state nurses associations and other approvers to really align exactly with what ANCC requires as far as the activity record form and other documentation. So on the June call, or excuse me, the July call, we will be going over the changes to the paperwork, and I think that you'll like it. We're making the documentation simpler. We're reducing the number of questions that we're asking on the activity record form. And that will be an important call to be on. And I'm glad that that won't be the practice call for the technology piece here. Okay. So, any other questions about NARS? Hey, again, webinar June 27th at 8 a.m. All right. There were a couple of questions that did come in this month that are just kind of miscellaneous. So before I go into that, does anybody, I don't feel like there's like a lot of meat to this call, but it does give us a chance to look at just some miscellaneous questions that came up and just make sure everybody knows about NARS. So before I keep going, does anybody have any burning questions that they need to find out about? Okay. Apparently none. All right, so a couple things that came in this month. Okay. And as you can see, I love polls. I think they're a good way to keep people a little bit more engaged. So a question came in. Has anybody used or is anybody familiar with the Wisconsin Society for Healthcare Education and Training, which is WSHET? And I have heard of them. I don't know much about them at all, but for the person who was looking, I just wanted to see if anybody out there was familiar with the organization at all. Okay. Looks like nobody is specifically familiar with what the credits are used for or use them. So, okay. All right. So, sorry, the person that sent that question is, oops. All right. Somebody's familiar with what their credits are used for. If that person can send me a private chat, or just go ahead and send a chat to me. If you feel like you know enough information about that, I may coordinate you talking with the person that sent in that question. So, all right. Thank you. And then another question that came in this month is, what do we really mean by an author when we talk about an author in the ANCC criteria? So let's see what we get in terms of poll answers for this. This is one of those things that I just assume everybody knows. But it's okay not to. It's a little bit of a trick question. Okay. All right. The good thing is that people are aware it's not the person who writes up the activity record for the most part, so that's good. When we talk about an author, so when you are using your activity record form, and at the end it will say, you know, who are your planners, speakers, authors, et cetera, an author is a person who writes the book that's listed in the references. But when we talk about an author in the activity record that you should be using to write up your activities, it is the person who writes up either enduring materials or non-live content of an activity. So when we talk about an author in reference to the criteria or in reference to planning, it is somebody who writes the content. And the key is that they're writing content for usually an enduring material or something that's not live within the activity. So when you get to the, I think it's the last page of the activity record form, and you have to list out your speakers, planners, authors, you would list out the people that are writing any content of the activity, usually the enduring material. Okay, so that was a question that came in. Oops. All right, here's technology practice again for me, you guys. Okay, here is another question that came in, and I'm embarrassed to say I did not know the answer to this. I knew the answer, it just wasn't the correct answer. So I wanted to ask you all, because there have been a lot of changes with the 2015 criteria, and so the question is there still a requirement for record keeping in the ANCC WNA criteria? A would be no longer a requirement. B would be yes, keep the records for 3 years, which is the application cycle. C would be keep the records for 6 years. And D was there was never any requirement. So I'll just give this a couple more seconds. Okay. The answer to the question, according to ANCC, is actually C. There is still a requirement for record keeping in the criteria, and we need to, as has always been the case, we need to keep the records for 6 years. So your participant records and especially your participant records, and then any other records that are related to your activities, we still need to keep for 6 years as we always have. And then I think the last question that came in, there we go. The last question that came in is there still a requirement for written disclosures with the 2015 ANCC criteria? And your choices are disclosures are no longer required, that disclosures must be in writing, or that the disclosures are required and evidence to support the disclosures required. So the difference between B and C would be that it would have to be in writing, so PowerPoint handout or a sign at registration. C would be you have to make the disclosure, and it could be PowerPoint handout, a sign at registration, or verbal with evidence that the disclosure was made. Did you check in on the cat that's in the garage? Can you check on the cat that's in the garage?
Sure.
Yeah. I know, right? Poor Doug just walked through. The other thing is we're not using the webcam today because I'm literally covered with dirt. I was outside on our front hill pulling weeds all morning. There's no cats. All right. Okay. Sorry about that, you guys. Okay, so kind of a split here. Disclosures are still required. The answer, according to ANCC, is actually C. So WNA has always required written disclosures. With the 2015 criteria from ANCC, the important thing to remember about this is the possible modalities by which you can share disclosures. So who has conflict of interest? So it can still be done by a PowerPoint or a handout or a sign at registration. And by doing that and putting that in your activity record, you have the evidence. So that's really a pretty straightforward and easy way to do it. You can now do verbal disclosures without a PowerPoint handout or a sign at registration. However, in the activity record, you still have to have evidence that the verbal disclosure was made. So and in my other hat at MetaStar, what we have used for CME on the rare occasions where we have done only verbal is we have a templated form that we can fill out that basically is an attestation that someone who hears the disclosures needs to complete and sign, that the attestation and is a demonstration, is evidence to support that a disclosure was required. So that's just something different that won't really affect too many people, but the question did come in, do we still have to do written disclosures with the 2000 written disclosures? If you only do verbal, you have to have some sort of evidence that that verbal disclosure was made. Okay? All right. It is 12:58. Did anybody else have any questions? Hey, did everybody survive the webinar? No one can tell me because
this is Christy Perez. I just had a quick question for you. I always thought that the cycle for the contract hours was that they were good for 2 years, but did you say they're good for 3 years?
For a particular activity?
Yes. Like when it's written, is that they can add on activities after the fact? But is that for 2 years or is that three?
Okay. All right, and this has changed a little bit, so I have to be careful how I answer that. I may want to get the exact ANCC answer on there.
Sure, that's not a problem.
Hang on, I'm going to write myself a note. Because the wording has changed for that. So when I mentioned earlier, was it because I had mentioned like the 3-year cycle earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. So since providers renew, like you have to resubmit an application to be a provider every 3 years, I think of that as like a 3-year application cycle.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I can tell you that for enduring materials, so anything that is in writing, there used to be a rule that it was only good for 2 years, and that rule was different for providers than our individual educational activity applicants.
Okay.
And then it was different for in-person. So let me get the exact wording for that, and I can send that out. So it's thanks for your question, Christy. It's 1 o'clock, so I want to end the call. I will send out afterwards the information about NARS, what you need to do to get your username and password out. And I'll also resend the date for the NARS webinar. And I will, I don't know if it will be today, again, because I'm home digging in the dirt, but I will send out the specific verbiage to answer Christy's question, because I think ANCC can answer it best. That's it, you guys. Thank you so much for being on the webinar today. And we will talk with you the second Tuesday in July. Please do try to be on that webinar. We'll have a lot of actual content to cover regarding activity record form.